Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Calm and sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to do some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's an honor. It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Parents Coach Parents Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, we promise you another great show. We're looking at helping have a wonderful sports blogger to chime in on the conversation this morning. And she will be bringing us some information, as we like to say, from the parents' perspective. So she is a sports blogging parent. In other words, she blogs about things that parents should be aware of, things that parents should be informed about, you know, and how to stay connected to the game while your children are involved in the game. You know, the very interesting part and the best part about the whole thing is that, you know, she brings it to, brings us the information from a very broad perspective. And what I mean by that is simply that she's not only involved in a sports active family, but she is a married to a coach and have had children that have played from the recreation level all the way through to the college level. So she is able to bring this information to us from a very broad perspective and from, as she likes to put it, from both sides of the bench. Not only that, you know, like I said, she's been involved in it and have had children that's been involved in it. But, you know, her passion is similar to the Parents Go to Parents Network, is to bring that awareness to parents of athletes. And we're not really talking about college athletes, not really talking about professional athletes. We're just talking about children that are involved in sports, you know. Now, I'm talking about from the little tiny tot league that may be running around out there on the field this Saturday morning all the way through to young men that's preparing for NFL draft or the upcoming NBA draft, you know, or the WNBA draft. So that's something, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk with Ms. Janice Meredith this morning here on the Parents, Coach of Parents Network. Well, you know, as always, we can't get our show rocking and rolling the right way until we hear from my man, Mr. Keith Wright. And I just recently seen some stuff that Keith had posted up on Facebook. But let's see if we can get Keith on and see what he's talking about this morning. Then we'll come back and go to our guest. Keith, are you out there?
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Well, as always, that was my man, Mr. Keith Wright. And he said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. Well, let's see if our guest is on the air with us today, and hopefully we'll have a great conversation. Good morning, you're on with the Parents Coach of Parents Network.
Hi, this is Janice Meredith. I'm sorry I'm a little late in calling in, but I wanted to check in with you and talk to you as you had asked me to talk with you about sports parenting.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Wonderful. Glad you could join us this morning. And I was getting kind of nervous because I said, okay, well, I didn't make a connection with her earlier in the week to make sure that we were still going to be a go. So I said, okay, I think it's going to work out for us. I think it's going to work out for us.
Well, it's a good thing I checked my Twitter, that's all.
And I truly appreciate that, truly appreciate that. Well, I tried to give a little insight on who you are and talk a little bit about your blog, but you can probably give us a better update on what possessed you to put the blog up and, you know, start the whole push towards sports parenting.
Well, you know, my kids, like you had said, because I heard you introduce a little bit, they've been playing since they were, you know, 3-4 years old. And my husband began coaching right after we were married. And so I just kind of was raised in it. I wasn't thinking the whole time that I was going to be writing about it someday. But after going through it and experiencing many, many years of being a coach's wife, of seeing the struggles from that end and of being a sports mom and seeing the struggles from that end and being a writer, I just thought, you know, I'm living something here that I need to share, and I need to share with others what I've learned and what I see now that my kids are grown and, you know, I see what sports, how it influenced their life. So that was my reason for starting the blog, just to start sharing that with parents and sharing some of the things and insights that I've learned over the years.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned about how long you've actually been out there tracking this and, you know, just paying attention to some of the things that parents are being exposed to. What are some of the major differences that you've seen change over the years?
I think that parents have gotten a little more I don't know what the word I'm thinking of is, but they become more involved in this, and it's in a good and a bad sense. I mean,
okay.
Involved in a good sense. I mean, like when I was growing up, my parents were not that involved in, you know, I was a cheerleader and I played some sports, but they weren't that involved. And, you know, so I think that, you know, when my kids were little, it was like, you know, yes, get involved, but even more so now parents are involved, and that's good. That's a good thing that parents are involved, and it's good that they want to be there, and there's, you know, all kinds of technology ways that help them be involved, apps and things on their phones and, you know, pictures. I mean, the way that parents can be involved now is amazing. However, the flip to that, the other side of that coin is sometimes being involved means being pushy and obnoxious and controlling, and I think that a lot of parents have become that way, mistaking that for being involved, but really when they're trying to control and manipulate their child's youth sports experience to be something that is, you know, maybe preparing them for college or something, I don't know, but what they think may lay ahead, but sometimes over-involvement can lead to being over-controlling.
Exactly. And I agree with you 100% on that. And, you know, I see it all the time as well. And I see parents where they take it to, you know, they take it personal. They take it personal. And a lot of times I just simply tell them that, you know, your career is over. Allow your child to have fun with his or her career, and they'll do even better. Because they're having fun, you know, they're enjoying it, you know, with this new influx of, or maybe that's the wrong word, but with this new, you know, being barraged by social media as much as we are today, you know, we can't get away from it. So we have to be on top of what our kids are doing and how to best support them, but at the same time, staying further enough out of the picture where we're not overshadowing them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've read a few things on your blog, and I know you had a couple good stories up there and a couple good, always a great source of information. What, how long has the blog been up?
It's been up for probably about 3 years. I think, though, that it's kind of evolved. I mean, as I've, you know, become more comfortable in my voice and in my niche, I've, you know, it's evolved a little bit. But, yeah, it's been up for about 3 years. So, you know, and I'm continuing to, you know, do it. I'm starting now a series of, I just produced my first ebook on softball moms, for softball moms, and I'll be doing one for football, one for basketball, one for volleyball, because those are the sports that my kids played. So they're kind of like survival guides for moms in those, with kids in those sports. So that's the next thing I'm kind of working on. But I will continue doing the blog and always looking for ways that I can help make the youth sports experience better for parents and their kids.
Okay, I'm a little offended, a little saddened at the same time because you kept saying softball moms and you know, what about the dads? The dads need to get in there somewhere too. When I
yeah, you know, I agree with that totally. I'm not a dad, so
I understand.
You know, so I have to write it from my perspective and what I've learned. If I can get my husband to maybe share his perspective, then maybe we can do the dad's ones too. Because I know that their perspective is maybe a little bit differently sometimes than a mom's. But, yeah, I just decided to focus on the moms because that's what I've been for 20 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing I've noticed, and it was really – strange to me when I first noticed it, and I think I was looking at a youth sports competition, and I noticed that the moms are more competitive than even the dads.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the family, but I have seen moms that are just way over the top, and while the dad was kind of calm and, you know,
yes,
didn't seem to be much bothered by it, but I've also seen some pretty crazy dads too, so.
Yeah, I've seen that as well. I've seen that as well. You know, I'm wondering if it's the sport that drives that, or, you know, because I notice, like, a lot of times it's soccer, or if I'm looking at, you know, like girls' field hockey, something like that, and I'll see moms, oh, my goodness, they're into the game. They're actually out there on the field, not physically out there on the field, but you can tell that they have some familiarity with that game, and they're trying to coach from the sideline as much as they can.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, probably in the case of football, you're probably more likely to see dads that are, you know, crazy along the sidelines because they're the ones – you know, they love football probably more than some of the women do, but I think it just depends on the personality of the parent and, you know, what drives them and what, you know, what's at stake for them and their kids. So I think, I don't know that it depends on the sport as much as maybe the personality of the parent, because I've seen it across, you know, all sports.
Yes, truly, truly, truly. Well, I guess one thing was one of my questions when I first even stumbled across your page, and I'm not even sure how we even connected it initially. I think we must be in I think it was on LinkedIn that may have been
it.
Okay. One of the social media groups or something like that, LinkedIn. But I found it to be interesting because it sounds like you and I have a similar passion to make sure that parents understand their responsibilities in this whole game. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I focus a lot on football and basketball and baseball because, you know, I have a lot of kids that come around me, you know, either at the local rec center or, you know, that has played with my children that are involved in those sports. And that's why I see it the most, because I'm always out at one of them competitions. but I see that disconnect for parents. What is some of the advice that you would give a parent on how, what is the one of the main things, one of the main reasons why they need to be connected to youth sports?
Well, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. I think that, like I had said earlier, it's important to be involved. I meant parents are very involved in their kids' sports, and that's important, I think. But I think the main thing that they need to see is the big picture. And the big picture is not so much, you know, the little details of what happens every day as far as, you know, how many minutes plays, you know, how many innings they're in. But the big picture is, you know, what kind of kid do I want to have come out of these experiences? And I know parents don't always think of that because we're, like, in the moment so much. But honestly, you need to say, what kind of kid do I want to, you know, what do I want my kid to get out of this whole experience? And maybe think a little bit more long-term and then back up and then back up a bit and then say, okay, in order to reach that goal of what I want my kid to be like, how can I help do that now? What decisions did I make on a daily basis are going to help my kid grow up to be strong, mature, able to handle himself in the world, you know, able to fight his own battles? What do I need to do now to help my kid become that? And I think parents think of that a lot of times in the day-to-day, you know, learning chores around the home and learning how to do their homework, but sometimes I think they don't carry that onto the sports field. And so I think that, you know, if they can ask themselves that question, you know, try to look down the road a little bit and say, what do I want my kid to really get from this experience? That would be helpful.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree with you 100% on that. Well, folks, we've been talking with Janice Meredith, and she is a sports parenting blogger and has had the blog site up for the last 3 years or so, and she brings us information from, as she liked to put it, from both sides of the bench, as being a parent of some athletes and as well as being a wife of a coach. So we're going to go to a quick commercial. We'll come back, and then we'll finish talking, having our conversation with our special guest today. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Marlon, the Eligibility Coach Jones, with today's tip for easy athletic certification, official visits. Many parents have asked me exactly what the student must have in order to be able to accept an official visit to a school. First, the student must register with the NCAA Eligibility Center. In addition to registering, the student must complete the answers to the amateurism question. Then the student needs to provide a copy of an official high school transcript to the coaches, along with a copy of their standardized test scores. Once the school has this information, you can visit officially. This means the university can reimburse you for your travel expenses and provide up to 3 complimentary admissions to a home event. In addition, the university can also provide on-campus parking. For more information on tips for certification, please visit our website at www.eligibilitycoach.com. This is Marlon, the Eligibility Coach, wishing you scholarships.
Well, we just heard a little piece from our eligibility coach, and we'll be hearing tips from her throughout the Parents Coach and Parents Network. And it's just some great information that she puts out there. And, you know, we have the opportunity to have Ms. Janice Meredith on with us today, who is a sports parenting blogger. And, you know, she's had several great articles and issues and conversations up there on her site as well. You still with us?
Yes, I am.
Give us some information on how folks can reach you, find your blog page, Facebook page, if you have any of that out there, Twitter, Pinterest.
Pinterest.
Pinterest, yeah.
Yes, my blog is JBM Thinks, and it's www.jbmthinks.com. I'm also on Twitter at JBM Thinks. And I am on Pinterest, but if you go to my website, you'll see how to connect to the other social media too. I am on Facebook. I have a sports parenting Facebook page. So yeah, I can be reached at all those different locations.
And that's great. You know, we were talking earlier about parents and the new social media and things of that nature. With social media being a major part of high school and college sports nowadays, what's some of the things that you think parents should be aware of and how parents should be involved in that portion of it? I talk to parents about just monitoring it, just to simply make sure that, the conversation stays on track as far as the sport is concerned and the conversation doesn't go off track and into something else. I've seen and heard a couple cases where, college coaches, male college coaches, contacting a young lady about, softball, her interest in softball and the team and stuff like that. And then the conversation kind of sort of went off track a little bit. And I think the parents stepped in and intervened right on time to make sure that, one, that the child wasn't going to end up going to that school, and two, that coach needed to understand that it was a serious violation on his part. But, what's some of the things that you think that parents should stay aware of, with this lately, so with social media?
Yeah, that's a tough one because it's so hard to monitor. Twitter is just like so easy and so accessible that it's hard to monitor. You can follow your kid on Twitter and, be on Twitter yourself. I guess the best way to really know what's going on is just you're going to have to get involved yourself and do it. Otherwise, it's going to be a world that you know nothing about. But I know what you're saying about this kind of deviates a little bit because it has to do more with texting, but I've known several coaches that have gotten in trouble for texting inappropriate things to players on teams. In fact, my husband coached with one, and that's a scary thing, but it's something that it's out there, and parents need to be aware that that coaches can do that, and some of them might do that. But so I don't know where that fits into the conversation, but that's just something to be aware of because I have seen that happen several times in the high school realm, especially of inappropriate texting.
And that's a great piece of it, and that's exactly what I was talking about. Not only that, inboxing, Facebook messages, and all this other craziness. I think parents need to be actively involved in that. And great tip to say, hey, you need to understand what you're doing. If you are on Twitter, if your child is communicating with a coach through Twitter, or if your child is communicating with a coach through Facebook or any of these other social media outlets, then you need to have some connection with the coach as well. I tell parents all the time, it's very important to sit down and have a face-to-face with that coach and make sure that coach understands that, you're turning your child over to him or her, and we're talking about transitioning from the high school level to the college level. You're turning your child over to that coach for the next, 3 or 4 years. So as a result, you expect that child's life to stay on track and, enjoy the sport, and at the same time, grow and mature the same way he or she would if they were in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some closing information. We're going to be winding down here in about the next 2 minutes or so, but we need some closing information on, I noticed you post information quite a bit about concussions and, parents just being aware of that. And I want to say, it's an arm problem that a lot of kids have that play baseball. Is that the Tommy John?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not real knowledgeable about the injuries aspect of it. I mean, I'm enough aware because I've been through it, but I do know resources, and I would strongly recommend Mom's Team as an expert on concussion safety. She does a great job of educating parents as far as the safety issues and the legal issues having to do with concussions. So I would, you know, if anybody's really looking into that, I would suggest Mom's Team. That's also a website.
Yeah. What other resources you have out there that you'd like to share with the parents listening today?
Oh, man. Well, there's a, if your kid is struggling with mental toughness, you know, there's a great program that I've worked with called Teen Mental Tough, and that you can check that online as well, called Teen Mental Tough. And they help you, you know, they offer programs to help you deal with that with your child if they're, you know, dealing with mental issues. Because as we all know, the mental game is huge. And our kids need to learn that, you know, mental toughness as they get older, especially. Now you got me kind of cornered here. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head.
Well, I understand it. And a lot of them can be found on her website, folks. And she have a list of other folks that's out there that in support of what we're trying to do as parents. And it is so important that we stay involved and stay connected in what's going on in the world of sports as far as our parents, as far as our children are concerned. You know, from the time that they start out as toddlers, or tiny tot, all the way through to their college career, you know, we have to be involved. You know, not overshadowing the process, just making sure that we are involved, we are engaged. We are, as I like to put it, we need to be their biggest advocate. You know, we have to be an advocate for our children. Well, we're about to wind down here in about another 30 seconds. Please give us something to close with, and we truly appreciate you being on with us.
Well, thank you so much for asking me. And I would just say this, that, you know, whether your child wins a lot of awards or not, the most important thing is what is your child going to be when all the sports is over? Because they will not be playing forever. So just ask yourself that question.
You know, I don't think I've heard someone that came on that mirrored exactly what we're trying to push and promote here on the Parents Coach of Parents Network ever since we've been on the air. We've been on since June of 2010, I believe. Wow, 3 years now. Time's just flying when you're having fun. But, you know, we truly appreciate that, and we will definitely steer parents in your direction, because I think we all need to be connected in some way to make sure that we are looking out for the best interests of our children. We'd love to have you on again. And I think if you come back on again, I think we would need to change the conversation to what's going on in the high schools and how to be a parent of a high school student, and also what's going on with the NCAA and some of the things that they are doing that I think parents need to have more of a voice on.
Okay, sounds great.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we thank you. Thank you for joining us today. And as always, you're welcome on anytime. Folks, we've been listening to Mrs. Janice Meredith. She is a sports blogger, sports parenting blogger. Let me add that part in there, because the parenting part is the most important part. Parenting blogger. And the reason why I say that and stress that point as much, because parents, we need to be involved. I can't say this enough, because we need to be part of our child's success. And just like she stressed at the end, what's going to happen at the end of the day? And as I've said to you before, when the last pass is thrown, when the last ball is dribbled, when the last ball is bounced, when the last serve, you know, a volleyball serve, when the last serve has gone across the net, what happens at that point? Where are we steering our children? And what has our child gathered and been able to put together from the time that they started sports all the way up until the last, very last pass? This is M.A. Scott, and you're listening to the Parents Coach Parent Network. We'll see you again on Wednesday. Wednesday. We'll be up again on Wednesday at noon, and it'll just be a little update on what's going on and things that we have planned for you. And as always say, help us help you, And if you get a chance, check out her page. I think you can reach, just Google Sports Parenting and you'll see it up there. If you go on Facebook, you'll see it up there. And if you see it also on Twitter. So if you're in any of those social media sites, and if you go to Sports Parenting and LinkedIn, then you'll also find her there as well. And she's been a wonderful guest, and we hopefully we can get her back on again and definitely have some more conversation and share this information with parents across the country. This is M.A. Scott from the Parents Coach Parents Network. We'll see you on the next time. All right, close us out.